This year, there's the marches for science going on around in communities around the nation. This year, there's kind of a different feel about Earth Day. Am I right about that?
I think it's interesting and certainly important to note that the organizers for the March on Washington, and there'll be a march in Madison too, I will be speaking there. This was a challenging decision for scientists to make. They tend not to be involved in public ways like this. I think it's a testament to the depth of the scientific community's concern that government is defunding science and putting public health at risk in doing so. The cuts to the National Institute of Health, the removal of scientific, peer-reviewed scientific papers from public websites, both at the state and national level, attempts to silence people. I experienced this myself, as you know, the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, a vote of 2-3, prohibited me from speaking the words climate change during work hours. These are disconcerting times, and I think the fact that scientists are organizing and speaking out is a testament to the depth of their concern. And I would argue everyone should be concerned when government is suppressing science. Everyone should be concerned that that government is fulfilling its obligations to protect us. Every one of us has a right to breathe clean air. Every one of us has the right to drink clean water. And government is obliged to protect those liberties. And when they don't do that, we're all at risk. And many decisions being made at the state and national level are putting our public health at risk. Many decisions being made at the state and federal level are putting public health at risk, putting children's health at risk. More school days are missed in this country due to asthma than any other cause. The predominant trigger for those asthma attacks in the children of this country is air pollution. It's government's job to protect us and our children, so that we can breathe the air and drink the water. And this isn't a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. It's an American issue. I am an eternal optimist, and one of the reasons I am is I reflect on the history of Earth Day, the origins of that idea, and when I do that, it always lifts my spirits. Think about this for a moment. My father had become known as the conservation governor in Wisconsin. He went off to Washington. He was very concerned about pollution issues. People take for granted today that there is a Clean Air Act and a Clean Water Act to protect our rights. Those things didn't exist when my father arrived in Washington. There was no Environmental Protection Agency when my father arrived in Washington. That was created under a Republican president, it's important to note. But my father was pushing for people to discuss the environmental issues of the day. When I reflect on the history of Earth Day, it always lifts my spirits. My father had struggled for some time to draw attention to the issues of the environment when he went to Washington as United States Senator in 1963. And in 1969, he inspected an oil spill off of the coast of Santa Barbara, largest oil spill in American history at the time. He got on a plane afterwards, pulled a magazine out of the front of the airplane seat, and read an article about how teach-ins on college campuses across the country were changing the national discourse on the Vietnam War. And he thought to himself, well, I'll call for a teach-in on the environment. And he called for teachers across the country to set aside a single day to teach about the environment. It was a very simple idea. One day, teachers talk about the issues in their communities, whatever is relevant to them and their students, talk about environmental issues. that became Earth Day. It was successful beyond my father's wildest dreams. 20 million people gathered that day, the largest secular event in the history of the country. And it launched a bipartisan movement to protect the environment. Republican President Richard Nixon signed into law the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency. He signed into law creation of the Clean Air Act to protect every citizen's right to breathe clean air. He signed into law the Safe Drinking Water Act, the Clean Water Act, and many other environmental protections that are essential to protecting our liberty and protecting public health. And so this was an unimaginable outcome from a pretty simple idea, and it was successful because of individual action. And I think that's the most important thing for people to remember.